Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Y'all see me reach for the microphone, know it's time. I want to welcome everybody out. This is Friday, October the 29th, the regular session of Commissioners Court. This morning we'll have our moments of silence and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item one is to consider and take action on correction or approval of the minutes from the previous meeting. I haven't been provided any. Do y'all have any?
I was just wondering, how long are we going to allow this to take place where we're supposed to be operating under the minutes of our previous meeting? And I believe there ought to be some way that we could get the minutes that are right for the courts here or whatever. And having this disregard, this, you know, disrespect for the court needs to come to an end. I realize the county clerk is going out of office.
It'll come to an end in about 6 weeks.
But, you know, I still don't understand how we can continue to operate as a court and not make the county clerk provide us with our minutes.
Item A doesn't require any action at this time. Item B is our payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is the payroll.
Motion to approve. Motion to approve.
Is there a second to approve the payroll?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item D are the budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
The budget amendments are approved. Item E is accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second on accounts payable?
Do we need to pay that? Glenwood Acres, a long time ago?
No, I don't think so. I think if, when it shows up again, we'll discuss it. There's a motion for accounts payable. Is there a second?
Second.
The motion is by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, state and county tax summary, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates.
Motion approved.
Second.
The motion is by Commissioner Campbell and seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the applications for use of roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item two is to discuss and take action to distribute the Upshur County available school funds. And Ms. Harris has recommended that we disperse $200,000 of our available school funds. And we provided, she provided me, and then I provided all the commissioners with a copy of the.
Motion to approve with what she's recommended.
Second.
The motion is by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve the treasurer's recommendation. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Today.
Good, that's revenue from the school lands that the county owns and pays the property
That's right. Item three is to discuss and take action to run internet cable at the Rock Building for the Child Advocacy Center. The Child Advocacy Center has been down there for several months, and they have not had internet, and they've asked Carmen if she would run an internet cable for them, and so Carmen is asking us for permission to do that. There won't be any cost to the county other than the cost of the cable, which we already have, but it won't increase our internet cost or have any other cost.
Motion to approve.
Second. Can I add that we would require them to have antivirus, an updated antivirus on their computer to protect our network.
All right. The motion is by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the internet cable for the Rock Building for the Child Advocacy Center. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item four is to discuss and take action to accept for recording the plat for Magnolia Ridge Phase 3. And we have the tax certificate and the on-site sewage inspection, and we have the filing fee.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the plat for filing. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. It's out in Diana. Item five is to discuss and take action to accept private road 1103 into the county inventory. This road has been on the two-year waiting period. And Mr. Fisher, I understand you had an opportunity to look at that, but you and Mr. Traywick need to continue to look at that. Is that right? Okay. So I don't think that will require any action today. Thank y'all.
Judge, are we accepting it into the inventory?
Sorry, Ben.
It's been on the two-year waiting period.
I went back through, if I'm not mistaken, this is in my precinct. Mr. Fisher?
I believe it is in precinct one, yes.
And I found no record where 1103 was actually ever requested to be started. Could have been under some other designation or anything?
This was not phrase three. This is the second phrase.
Phase one, two.
This is 1103 we're talking about, though. You're talking about the one that we just accepted. We're on item five here. Isn't 1103 the road that turns back to the south off of 154 east of?
Yes, it does.
Udonis Schools?
Just a little brief update. So I was visited before the court session started, and maybe wasn't made real clear. We had decided to take this item off the agenda for this particular meeting. I don't know if that was made real clear just a few minutes ago for further evaluation before it shows up again for acceptance. But it is in precinct one, yes, to south of 154. And that was our previous discussion prior to the meeting.
And may I ask, Judge, this being a road in my precinct, who requested this to be put on theirs? I would like to have the chance to visit with whoever, what was it that requested it, it being in my precinct?
Mr. Traywick did.
Who did you talk to, sir, when you requested?
I was under the impression that this person, I was in precinct two, I guess I wasn't, but I guess Ruth, the secretary, she's the one that found it on the computer and gave me the exact date of October 31st, 2008, for the beginning of the second, for the two-year wait. And I don't know the exact date.
So you talked?
Yes, he talked to me.
You talked to Mr. Parks, okay. Did you not realize this was not in your precinct?
Yeah. I've helped him before.
And you didn't feel it was necessary that you communicate with me to let me?
I sure didn't.
Item five doesn't require any action today. We're not there yet, so.
We're not going to accept the inventory, is that correct?
We'd have passed no item five, I guess.
Motion to table item five.
Second.
There's a motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to table item five. Those in favor?
Aye.
Item five is tabled. Item six is to discuss and take action to remove the burn ban. I had the opportunity to, I've been watching the index and also talked to our fire marshal, and he believes that we could remove the burn ban with the understanding that if he came to me at any point and requested it, that I would impose it again. He's got some concerns that we may not have any significant rainfall for the next 14 days, but currently our risk is at moderately low.
What's our rating, or what's the rating out there at the Forest Service, Judge?
The Keach and Byam Index is around 400.
So are we in the safe range then?
I'll make a motion to remove the burn ban.
Moderately low.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to remove the burn ban. Those in favor?
Aye.
The burn ban is removed. Item seven is to discuss and take action to appoint the following for the November 2010 general election. A is the central counting station manager. B is the tabulation supervisor. And C is the presiding judge of the central counting station. Normally, what we would do is appoint the county clerk as the central counting station manager, which would be Peggy Legrone. The tabulation supervisor has normally been Greg Dotson. And the presiding judge of the central counting station under the rules we've generally followed, would be Chrissy Fincher.
Motion to approve.
Judge, on the list of names that we were provided back, I think, before August the 1st, was Ms. Fincher listed on there at that point in time as being the Central Pitt County Station Judge?
That's what, yes, I asked the clerk, and she said that was the name.
Okay.
Second.
The motion's by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell, to approve Peggy Legron as the Central County Station Manager, Greg Dodson as the Tabulation Supervisor, and Chrissy Fincher as the Presiding Judge of the Central County Station. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is to discuss and take action to approve a plat for the Eagle Ridge subdivision.
Judge, this is a subdivision that's going into my precinct, west of Diana, at where the Masonic Lodge, I believe, is built, or the fire department gets out on 154. And I've got the plat here. There's four of the copies of the 18 by 24s. There's one of the small size here that's required. The developer was wanting to sign all four of these, and then he wants two copies back. And I've got that. Filing fee is here. The rest of the required information is here. So I'll make a motion that we accept for recording the Eagle Ridge subdivision in Diana.
Is the Quonset sewage here?
I think that's what this is.
You want to just put this in there? Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
The motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Campbell, is to approve for filing the Eagle Ridge subdivision plat. Those in favor?
Aye.
That plat is approved for filing. Is that plat in the signature?
Yeah, there is a place on there. It's pretty small.
Y'all want that signed? Okay.
Got any strong cheaters?
No. Or magnifying glass.
Got a rubber band?
Item nine is to discuss and take action to approve Eagle Ridge Road to begin the two-year waiting period for county maintenance. I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is the road that's going into that subdivision. I had our engineer go out there and take a look at the other day. I think he made two trips out there, if I'm not mistaken. And there was samples that was dug and examined, and he said he was okay with it. But it needs to stipulate, I was unaware of this, that there's possibly going to be an extension to this road. So it needs to be the first 0.3 mile to be approved to begin the waiting period in Eagle Ridge subdivision.
Is there a cul-de-sac at the end of it?
There is not a cul-de-sac at this time. My understanding from the developer is that this will be extended, and in my opinion, it's not a dead-end road. It's more for phase one of a future extension. So that's why I'm viewing the cul-de-sac. Right now, it does not have a cul-de-sac at the end. It does extend a little bit past the last.
Is there a cul-de-sac at when you say not at the end, not at the end of the 0.3 or not at the end of the, is 0.3 the end of the road now?
Currently, yes. I've not seen the plat to know what the future is.
But there's no place to turn around?
There are parcels on either side. They have to back in. There's not a circular turnaround.
Well, we're probably going to need agreement from the developer that he will definitely.
We've got to have room for a cul-de-sac if there's no phase to extend it. So we've got to have the 50-foot radius there available. We can accept the road. I'm not opposed to accepting the road, but at some point in time before it ever goes on to the maintenance agreement, we have to have a room there for a cul-de-sac.
If it's not extended, I would agree with that.
Right.
Yes. I don't know his time frame for the next phase. I didn't get that from him. I just know that right now he went about 0.3 and he stopped.
Is it old sand?
No, it's hot mix.
It's hot mix?
Yes.
It's asphalt.
A 20-foot surface?
22 plus.
Okay.
Any other questions? Is there a motion?
I make a motion that we go ahead and allow this road to begin the two-year waiting period with the stipulations that there will be a place for a turnaround at the end of the road via either pull in and back out, until at such time this road will be extended, and then at the final phase there will be a cul-de-sac at the end. But just the first 0.3 of the road right now, 0.3 of a mile, be accepted.
Second.
The motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Campbell, is to accept the first 0.3 of a mile of Eagle Ridge Road into the two-year waiting period, with the understanding that it will have to have a turnaround before it's accepted into the inventory. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is to discuss and take action to revise rules of procedure and decorum for sessions of the Upshur County Commissioners Court.
Judge, listen, I think that placed on the agenda, and Crabtree, if I might address mine here. Based on the action that the court has previously taken to do away with the public comment. I think our decorum needs to reflect the same, and I think we need to revise our decorum pertaining to Section 7, where it says that sessions of the court shall be conducted to accomplish the business of Upshur County. I think that item A should reflect a read that regular participation in sessions of the court shall be limited to members of the court and elected officials, county employees, consultants, and experts. I think we need to strike the portion that says, and members of the public requested to be present and participate by a member of the court. Like I say, we've already, the court's already voted not to allow the court to do that, and Judge, you've already said openly that you're not going to recognize anybody at the last meeting. So I think we need to strike that. We need to strike item B here, which is public participation in sessions of the court is encouraged, but shall be governed by the following rules. Well, it's plain that it's not encouraged as of the last meeting. So that needs to be struck. Number one, members of the public desiring to address the court regarding an agenda item shall complete an Upshur County Commissioner's Court public participation form and submit the same to the county clerk prior to the beginning of the session. Well, you know, that's the form that we have actually never had. We've only had a public comment form. So that item needs to be struck. Number two on here, the first item on each court agenda shall be the public comment. This period of public comment will be provided for members of the public to address the court about their concerns and comments regarding any agenda item. That needs to be struck. The second sentence in there, members of the public shall not address the court during the discussion of any agenda item. That needs to remain in two based on the action the court's taken. And then the last portion of that, it says, unless they are requested to do so by a member of the court and recognized by the presiding officer. And once again, the last meeting that we had, I remind you that you had that authority, and there was two or three members of the court that wanted to be addressed or wanted to address the court, and you said that you would not recognize them. So that needs to be struck. All of number three, members of the public shall only address the court. Members of the public shall not address other elected officials, county employees, or other members of the public while the court is in session. That's not going to be relevant anymore. Number four, we need to strike all of that. Public comment regarding agenda items shall be limited to a total of 30 minutes per item. Individual members of the public addressing the court regarding an agenda item shall be limited to 5 minutes. That was the item that I was in reference to, that we had the ability to limit an individual but not totally take away everybody's right to speak or address the court. That must be struck. Item five on here, the court may, by a majority vote of the members of the court in attendance at the meeting, either shorten or lengthen the time allocated for an individual like member of the public or the time allocated to a specific agenda item. That too must be struck because we don't have this time in court anymore, or the citizens do not have this time of court anymore.
Excuse me, item number six to be struck.
Is the presiding officer of the court shall determine which members of the public will be addressed, which will be allowed to address the court, and the presiding officer, the county judge, shall attempt to give equal time to members of the public speaking for an agenda item and members of the public speaking against an item on the agenda. Those items, I think, need to be struck. Item 7, 8, 9, and 10, I think, need to stay on there. 7 says members of the public shall conduct themselves in a courteous and polite manner. Profane, insulting, or threatening language directed toward the court will not be allowed. Ethnic or racial slurs will not be allowed. I think that needs to remain on there. I think that will fit what we've got what we have adopted in the prior meeting. Number 8 says members of the public shall be appropriately attired, including but not limited to, no shorts shall be allowed, and men shall remove their hats. Number 9 is all of the cell phones, the pagers, and other electronic devices must be turned off or to silent. And then 10, the final one, a violation of these rules may result in any or a combination of the following: A is removal from the court meeting, B is cancellation of speaker's remaining time, C is a contempt citation, including a fine of not more than $25, or by confinement for not more than 24 hours for each offense. So it's my motion to strike the items that I recommended here and leave the items that I have recommended in our decorum to make them reflect what the actions of the court has previously been. And if the court doesn't do this, it's no different than the county clerk not providing the court with the previous minutes. I mean, we're just ignoring a document here that we've adopted with guidelines that we cannot go by because of what's taken place.
Is there a second? Motion fails for lack of a second.
I think that our last three meetings, since we have changed our procedures here, have been productive, and I just make a motion. I'll make the recommendation for us to leave it like it is and let you control the agenda the way it's been being, and that's my, and then motion to adjourn.
This is our decorum report, though, that somebody from out of county or somebody...
There's a motion by Commissioner Crabtree and seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.